All right, I was spending some time going back and forth with email with a friend of mine talking about this particular verse, and it kind of made me think, all right, this is just a good thing to share just so we can get an understanding of this. Very familiar passage. When you look at Matthew, in Matthew chapter 5, this is Jesus, and it's called the Beatitudes. It's Jesus as he's gathered, you know, on the hillside, the disciples and all of those who are coming to hear him speak. And he speaks all those familiar words, and I'm just going to read through these. I want to focus on one verse in particular, verse number 4. But in Matthew 5, just to get a running feel for what's taking place, in verse number 2 it says, "And he opened up his mouth, and he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall all manner of evil against you and falsely for my sake." So this is what Jesus is sharing, and these are the words that he's saying. We're very familiar with all those words, but let me just focus on verse number 5. Matthew 5:5 says this, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." You know, a lot of times we look at that and we read that and we think, well, Jesus is saying that those that are meek, and our definition of meek would be mild-mannered. Our definition of meek would be someone who is not making a stand. Our definition of meek would be somebody that is easily taken advantage of. Meekness has a very negative connotation with us in how we define the word. And so we apply what our understanding of that word is, and we say to ourselves, well, Jesus is saying, blessed are those who are very mild-mannered and not strong, and we get an image of someone who's not very passionate. Blessed are those who are meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So, you know, the way that a lot of people have talked about that, and especially, you know, it's a very familiar verse. And so when you hear the world talk about that, you hear the world quote that a lot, and, you know, with the encouragement that, well, you know, as a believer, you're supposed to be really, really meek. You know, meek almost coming across as being mousy. This is not what the word meek means when you find out what it means from the Greek, from what it was written. In fact, if you look in the Greek, I love the explanation that it has here, because it's talking about a relationship with God. The meekness that's being talked about here is in reference to the relationship with God. It's not saying that you're meek and that you're mousy. It's saying that in your relationship with God, you have made the decision, you made the conscious choice to submit yourself wholly to God and to be obedient to what he's going to do. This is the meekness. Meekness is in the submission of yourself to God, wholly. It's not a meekness that says, I'm not going to be bold. In fact, quite the contrary. We'll look in a few moments and see that the meekness that the Bible talks about comes with a boldness, but it comes with a boldness from someone who has submitted themselves first and foremost to God and being obedient to them. I'm just going to read to you from, I'm reading from the Hebrew-Greek Key Study Bible. So this is looking at the original Greek word. I'm not going to try to tell you what the Greek word actually is. I'm not going to try to pronounce that, but it's saying that this is part of this word means getting angry at the right time and with the right measure. So it's talking about, in the natural sense, there is an inward kind of anger, but it's the right kind of anger and it's the right measure of anger. But it's also talking about an inward relationship with God the Father. It's talking about meekness suggesting not a weakness, you know, not something that's weak of mind and of heart, but it's talking about a gentleness in power. It's talking about a gentleness in power. I love that phrase. A gentleness, not in weakness, but in power. It's a virtue born in strength of character. So it's talking about the relationship. It's somebody that is willing to submit themselves. The meekness is in that you are not trying to establish yourself. You're not trying to make sure that you have a good appearance in the eyes of men. Because what the eyes of men, what they look at, what they consider, means nothing to you. Because the person that is meek in heart is first and foremost concerned with the will of God and accomplishing the things that God has intended. It's someone who has submitted themselves unto God with obedience and that says, your will is what I want to accomplish. And so when you understand what God's will is, you can then be bold in that and move forward. Now, that's what the Greek word actually means. You can see that this is exactly what the Bible means by meekness. Here's one of the early times we see the word meekness. And actually, if you look for the Bible to see, who does the Old Testament say was the meekest man that was on the face of the earth? Well, Numbers chapter 12, verse number 3 tells us it's Moses. Now listen to this. It says, now the man Moses was very meek. So the word meek is associated here with Moses. The man Moses was very meek above all men which were upon the face of the earth. So let's look at Moses, and let's look at Moses' life. When you look at Moses, do you see someone who is meek by our definition? Do you see someone that is very mousy and that doesn't have boldness and that doesn't do great things to inspire, that is not a leader, that is not charismatic? No, when you look at Moses, you see all those words I just said. You see someone who is a leader, someone who is charismatic, someone who is bold. He's bold in his knowledge of God, and he's bold in his obedience to God. The Bible says that Moses was the meekest man that was on the face of the earth. And we know that the word meekness means it's a meekness in the relationship that you have with God. It's not making demands of self, but instead, it is wholly and fully submitting yourself to God, obedient to Him, and yielding yourself to His will so that you can accomplish the things for the kingdom that God has intended for your life. That is a summary of the character of Moses. Moses yielded and obeyed him, yielded himself, submitted and obeyed the will of God in his life. And because he knew the will of God and because he heard God's voice, he acted with boldness. His meekness was the relationship with God. But it was that meekness of character that also gave him what? Boldness, which is exactly what we see that that word means. Again, when you look at the Greek word, meekness is talking about getting angry at the right time, in the right measure, and for the right reason. See, Moses would stir up inside of him when the things of the world were not lining up with the things that God said. He would have that right measure of determined and focused anger. It was the right measure of anger at the right time. It was getting angry at the right time with the right measure and for the right reason. His reason wasn't that he was lifting up and elevating Moses. His reason for his anger was he was not seeing the will of God coming to pass, and he was going to see the will of God come to pass. So the man who was the meekest man on earth was Moses. And in that meekness, what did he do? He acted in boldness. You see, meekness says, God, I'm going to listen to what you have to say. I'm going to obey your word. I'm going to submit to you, obey your word. And I'm going to accomplish your will. I'm going to advance the kingdom in the ways that you instruct me to advance the kingdom. And if you're going to advance the kingdom, you can only do this in boldness. Boldness of character, boldness of personality, but boldness in the things of God and in the authority of God and in the authority of his word. Now, the Bible says in the Old Testament that Moses was the meekest man. We know by his character that that meekness was exactly demonstrated the way the Bible explains meekness to be. It was with that boldness to use the authority of God to advance the will of God. That's meekness. So when Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. He's not saying those who sit back and get run over, those who sit back and are taken advantage of, those who sit back and never rise up, those who are mousy are the ones that will inherit the earth. That's not what he's saying at all. He's using the word meekness, the same word that we see from Moses. And he's saying this is the character. This is the personality. These are the characteristics that will inherit the earth. In other words, who's going to inherit the good things? Who's going to inherit the things of God? Who's going to bring the things of God into this earth? It's the ones who are meek according to the definition that Jesus is using here and that the Bible is using. And that's those who are bold. Those who have. And this is what Jesus is saying. You want to inherit the earth. You want to inherit the things of God here on this earth. You want to see God move in your life? Do you want to see His promises coming to pass? Do you want to see the things that the Bible talks about lining up with your reality? Do you want to see the power of God moving in your life for deliverance? Do you want to see the power of God moving in the lives of the people that you know, in just the world in general? Do you want to see that? If you want to see that, then here is who is going to see and realize those things. The people or the person that's going to realize those things is not the person that's mousy and not the person that's really wimpy. It's the person who has submitted themselves to God and has said, "What matters is not my will, Lord, but what you want. And I want to see your kingdom advance through me. And so I'm submitting myself, I'm being obedient to you, I'm putting my will aside that your will is established. And I'm using the talents and the abilities that which you've given me and the authority that you've invested in me to advance the kingdom of God. This is, and to do it boldly." The person who is meek is the one who looks at a situation that is contrary to the word and says, "This is what the word says," and speaks the word to that situation. The one who is meek in this phrase that Jesus is using here, who inherits the earth, is the one who sees someone that is sick and says sickness is against the word of God. It's not what God said, and speaks the word of God over that sickness, over that body, so that there's health and deliverance. The one who is meek is going to look at financial situations and say that we have the blessings and the favor of God. He's going to look at your emotional situation, your family situations. The one who is meek in this way is going to look at a marriage situation that is floundering, and is going to say, "There is a covenant that is here, and I speak that covenant over this marriage, and I speak life over that marriage." They're going to be bold and speak those things that are the word of God and speak it with the authority that they have in the name of Jesus. They're the ones who are going to accomplish. And if you would say, "Well, that just doesn't sound quite right," well, here's another verse that establishes that when the word meekness, that when we see meekness here in the Bible, it's not a mousiness, it's not a wimpiness. It's a boldness of character to stand on the word from someone who has submitted themselves to God. Not to establish themselves and lift up themselves, but to lift up the name of Jesus. Now look what it says just a couple chapters later. This is Matthew 11, verse number 29. This is Jesus talking about himself. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." So Jesus is saying, "I want you to take my yoke, take me, take my word. I want you to put it upon you because this is who I am. And learn this of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls." Jesus is saying, this is the example that I gave you. I am meek. Did we see meekness in Jesus? Was Jesus mousy? No. Jesus is one who always, here in the flesh, just he became a man that he might become what we are, that he would be our representative. He became a man, and in his manhood, in his body, in his being a man, now he's divine, he's always God, but he's man when he was here on this earth. And in his manhood, what he is saying, this is who I am. I'm meek. What did you see him do in that manness, in that manhood, in that flesh that he lived in here on this earth? You saw him overcoming sickness. You saw him raising the dead. You saw him delivering people from demonic possession. You saw him blessing, and those he blessed were blessed. And you saw him in the boldness defeat Satan himself. His life was marked by obedience and boldness. This is the meekness that we're supposed to have. So when you read those Beatitudes and you read Matthew 5:5 and it says the meek shall inherit the earth, listen, Jesus is saying, this is what meekness is. If you want to see, if you want to inherit the things of the kingdom of God in your life and in your life on this earth, you have to be meek. Meek is submitting self to God, submitting your will to His will, saying, I'm not doing my life to lift up myself, but to lift up your name, Jesus. And I will do it in the boldness of the authority that comes in your name to accomplish your will and to advance your kingdom through my life. This is the person who will boldly speak the words of God and will see, will inherit the promises of God in this life. You want to inherit those promises of God in this life? That's the personality that it takes.